Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. Let's talk to our man, Dave Archer. He's the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. By the way, what'd you do this bye week, man? Did you get some time to have some downtime? What'd you do?
Yeah, I had a little downtime, a little barbecue, stuff like that. You know, just watch some college football. It's fun to be able to settle into some college football. Not like I don't do that every Saturday when I get a chance, but it was nice not to know that you had to grind to get ready for another game. Breathe a sigh of relief that we took care of business a week ago Sunday and get ready for the Bills on a Monday night.
And we were just talking about it, Arch. We know Josh Allen, it goes without saying, get him on the ground. Don't let him beat you up. But if we got the horses now and what we've done the last couple of years in the draft as far as the linebacker core in the front seven.
Well, I know you're going to have to bring your pads. This guy's 6'5", 240 pounds. So he's as big as anybody we're going to have on the field other than defensive tackles. So if I'm Jalen Walker coming off the edge, this guy's about the same size I am. So you better get ready. It's a different animal. Literally. I mean, we've faced guys that can move around the first 4 weeks of the season, but this guy's different. It's almost as though if you're going to rush four at this guy, he's looking to run. And it's part of their, it's not a called run, but it almost is kind of the second piece of the play. When he drops the throw, if you give him a lane, he realizes on first and second down, hey, I'm going to go get five. I'm going to go get seven. Maybe I'm going to go get 10 and get a first down. And he's different in that way from other guys where I think he looks to run in early down situations almost as if it's part of the offense.
Arch, when you talk about the Bills' defense, they've got a pretty good one. We were talking about these numbers earlier. We are pretty good ourselves, and I don't think we're getting the credit or the love we deserve quite yet, and that's fine. But, you know, statistically – we're both top 10 when you talk about total defense, and then you start talking about, you know, us against the pass, but the one area where they're not as good is stopping the run. Let's talk a little bit about this, and that's something I think we can attack them on Monday night.
Yeah, I'd like to think so, Carl. You'd like to be able to think that you can get after them in the run game. The thing that's nice about our numbers is we're pretty good against both. Sometimes when you're weak in one area, then it changes and skews the numbers against the pass. The reason they're pretty good against the pass is teams haven't had to throw it against them. They've been able to run it. I think that the one thing that gets lost in how good both teams are defensively, and I don't want to take any of the kudos away from our defense. Our defense has held four consecutive opponents, and I'd challenge anybody to go find a stretch where Atlanta's defense has held four consecutive opponents under 300 yards of offense.
Right.
That's what they've done. That's incredible. That's league-leading type stuff, and that's why they're number one in the league right now. But the piece that's lost is these are the number one and two teams in the league in time of possession. Buffalo's number one, Atlanta's number two. And if you're if you're a defense that's only on the field for 25, 26 minutes, your numbers are going to look pretty good. So that's the part that's lost in this is how good both teams have been at possessing the ball. The thing that Buffalo's done better than Atlanta is they've finished drives in the red zone with touchdowns. That's why they're averaging about 32, 33 points a game. Atlanta's not been that good in the red zone. That has to change on Monday night.
I believe, Carl, we should all go under. Over-under, by the way, right now is about 49, 48 and a half. So for you gamblers out there, I think Arch just gave you some secret sauce. Dave Arch is with us here. Part of the thing with the defense is don't let the Bills get the ball at the 50. What does Marquise Williams have to do to tighten up special teams? Because teams has given up too many big returns. Is it because they're so banged up, Arch?
No, I think that, you know, there's just different, you're seeing, there's so much difference in opinion and maybe philosophy on how to return kicks, Mike, that it's interesting that I think we've had like one weekend we're really good, one weekend we're not very good. So I think it's still a feeling out process. I think that from an injury standpoint, I mean, I think we're as healthy as we can be. Obviously, A.J. Terrell is going to be back on the field for you. He's not going to play special teams, but he'll be back out there. But so I think you're going to feel as good as you can. It'll be interesting to see where Buffalo is. Ed Oliver has missed everything other than the first game. He's their really good defensive tackle that's been a really good player. He's the guy that made the play against Derrick Henry in that opening day game where he raked the ball out and ultimately led to that great comeback for Buffalo in that opening day game. He's been out since the first week of the season. Matt Milano, their outstanding linebacker, has been banged up. They've had some issues with some of their corners. So it'll be interesting to see what strength they're at defensively. But from a special team standpoint, I just think it's the ebb and flow, Mike, of trying to figure out this dynamic kickoff. And I'm using the air quotes on dynamic. It's funny how we come up with little names for each one of the things. But I think we're still trying to feel that one out.
Yeah. Arch, talk to us about what the difference was, in your opinion, with what we saw offensively. From the worst game to arguably one of our best against the Commanders, did we change a whole lot, or was it simply execution? What did you think the difference was?
Well, I think it's never one specific thing, right, Carl? But you touched on some of the stuff. Execution certainly is a big part of it. I think it was Richmond or John McKay said, "I'm all for it." Execution.
Yes.
So, we didn't execute very good in the game against Carolina. Did a much better job of that. I thought that Zach came up with some pretty cool nuances, too. I thought some of the stack formations that utilized Bijan Robinson out in the formation where you went 21 personnel. We'd seen a lot of 12, which is a one back, two tight ends. We saw that against how that paid dividends against Minnesota. Kind of flipped it around where you had Bijan and Tyler on the field at the same time. And so now you're having to stop a guy that's essentially a number one running back in Tyler Algier, and now you've got a guy that's dynamic out in space like Bijan Robinson, who can catch the ball like a wide receiver. That created some problems for Washington. They didn't know how to handle it. They didn't know whether to zone it off or to man it, and no matter what they chose, it was wrong. Now, I thought he did a good job with some of the stack formations with Kyle Pitts and with Drake London, where we got that early catch. Remember, Kyle makes the catch on the corner route early on in the game because of Washington was unable to sort that out.
Right.
Now we're going to see a little bit different coverage from this Buffalo team. Buffalo's going to want to try to disguise, make it look a one high look, and then they're going to rock back and try to play some of that umbrella stuff or Tampa 2 or cover 4. So it'll be interesting to see how much that potentially Michael could sort out and get the football to right people. But I thought Zach did a really good job of creating matchup problems for Washington with some of those stacked looks with two and three receivers.
Dave Archer joins us from the set of Grand Theft Auto here on Dukes and Bell. What about Kyle Pitts?
You heard that, though.
What about
somebody chasing Mike Bell down the road in the
backfield?
No.
No,
what, it was not. It
what
was
about,
not
but what about not. It? You know, because we said if Mooney's not up to being really 100% or up to snuff, can Pitts have a larger role? I know you mentioned the formations, but it seems like Pitts is just, there's touchdowns to be gotten in the red zone with him.
Well, you know, we've certainly got to convert, Mike. You're exactly right. We need to convert down in the red zone. I think Kyle's been very much involved other than down in the red zone. And in all honesty, nobody's been involved in the red zone. I mean, we finally got some guys to catch the football down there and get in the end zone. Drake got his first touchdown. And so you got four different guys score touchdowns. I mean, that's the diversity you're looking for. And how difficult is that to prepare for, where four different guys can touch you down in the red zone for touchdowns? So, yes, Kyle needs to be more involved, no question about it. But I would say that everybody needs to be a little bit more involved down there, and that's maybe where you felt like you got to a little bit last week with the Washington game, putting the points on the board that you did and getting a number of guys involved down in that area. But I think Casey Washington is a guy that's going to continue to emerge as a guy that's going to be able to make plays. I don't think we can hold our breath on Darnell Mooney. I just don't know where he is. One, from a health standpoint. Two, from an attention to detail standpoint on some of the routes that he's run when he has been in there. I'm okay with Casey Washington playing, to be honest with you.
I am too. And I think Casey's done a really good job even going back to camp. We're talking with Dave Archer. He is the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. Couple more things, Arch, before we let you go. It is Monday night. It always feels big, right, with Monday night. We got these primetime games, and I was saying to Mike, it's imperative that we play well to get the country, you know, to give the rest of the country a look at what we already know about this team. I still think we have a very good team, despite the Carolina thing. That was one blip on the radar. I just feel like we got to have a really good showing Monday night, and it always feels big.
There's no question, and the players know it, Carl, that, you know, you're the eyes of the entire league, other than I know it's two games on Monday night, so right. There'll be two teams that will be preparing to play a little bit later than we do that weekend or on Monday. But for the most part, everybody's watching. The nation's watching Monday Night Football, and so you know that as a player. But that's beside the point. What you're looking for is some consistency, Carl, and you're looking for the consistency of playing the way you did last Sunday against Washington, where you played solid defense when you're on the field, were able to win on third down. I mean, Washington was 1-for-8 on third down. They did make a couple of fourth down conversions, so 3-for-10 in all on third on a conversion situation. That's what you're looking for from a defensive standpoint. And then the explosive plays. You had big explosive plays in the game that led to four different guys scoring touchdowns for you. That's what you're looking for. And if the nation takes notice, then so be it. I don't really care about that. I just like to see us be as, you know, consistent offensively as we kind of thought we were going to be coming in. Remember the conversation was, hey, this team's going to really be good on offense. We don't know where we're going to get on defense. And it's been a little bit of the opposite. You know, you've been pretty good on defense, and you kind of were been inconsistent on offense. So you want to try to square that away to where every Sunday you're a formidable problem on both sides of the ball.
Hey, Arch, before we cut you loose, we were talking about it earlier in the show. You know, sometimes it's talked about on broadcast. Sometimes folks say it's a big nothing. Halftime adjustments. What the hell is going on at halftime? Are they making adjustments? How much time is spent by the, do the coaches come down from the booth? Are they stuck up there? Just explain to the audience what actually happens.
Well, from what I understand, Mike, they play bag toss at halftime. You know, they have the bags that represent each one of your schools. They have all the schools down there, and that's what they do at halftime. And then they just come out and roll the dice. No, I'm playing. What you're going to do is you're going to look at tendencies. There'll be coaches that are in the locker room prior to our coaches getting off the field. They'll go down early. Already have stuff written on the board. Okay, this is what we're getting on first and second down. This is what we're seeing on third down. And so you're going to tailor potentially what you'd like to go to. Now, does it change the game plan significantly? Not unless you're getting your rear end kicked. Then, you would switch some things up significantly. But for the most part, you're going to accentuate something that worked. Like that stack look I was talking about. Let's get back to that. Let's get back to some of the things off of that are going to create some opportunities. But it's not. Sometimes it's just a kick in the pants by the coach saying, hey, can we play some football in the second half instead of jacking around like we did in the first half? It might just be a talking to.
Yeah. Look, I hope we don't have to have any conversations at halftime on Monday night. I hope we're in control of this game from start to finish. Should be a good one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Arch is going to be on the call with Wes, and we look forward to it. We'll see you up there this week as we get ready for the Buffalo Bills. Thanks again.
I can't wait to hear you guys doing it up big at the Cigna across the street there. That's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Right on. And then 4 hours of tailgating. Woohoo!
Leading up to...
Not that that's any different for you. But I don't know why that's
leading up to a 7:15 kick. Great stuff, Arch. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, fellas. See you guys.
Yeah, you got it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.